Good afternoon, good evening, welcome. This is News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Get out your goggles and your helmet. I'm Nicole Wheatley, and my guest the full hour is Carrie O'Connor. Amazing intuitive guidance and readings that can and probably will change some lives today. Having, I can say that because I've been there firsthand in the goggle and helmet seat. And absolutely amazing. Carrie O'Connor, who you can find online later at carrieoconnor.com. Definitely follow up in our archives as well. We've got a few previous shows and interviews that will rock your world. In the meantime, let's bring her on. Carrie O'Connor, welcome back to News for the Soul.
Hi, Nicole and News for the Soul. How are you doing?
Well, it's been an interesting time. I'm glad it's September. I'm not sure why I'm glad it's September, but I'm really, really glad it's September. But, it's been a weird time. Things have been happening. Strange things have been happening. We've had a lot of emails. I've had a lot of strange things going on here. How about you?
Yeah, I really noticed the time things, even all about timing and even clocks being timed a little bit off and clients being off. It's just too many people being off on time to be really off on time. You know what I mean? I mean, there's too many clocks that are cellular that you can't do off timing. So that shows me we're getting out of a hangover of August of like what I see symbolically of stalled engines, and we really felt, especially by the second week of August, like an energetic hangover of it's actually coming from Venus in retrograde, which started in June. So think of that. We really started feeling Venus is about love, it's about feminine energy, and it went retrograde. We're not used to that going in retrograde, Venus going in retrograde, so it's continuing to retrograde until the end of September, but that August and mid-August, a lot of people have felt that the retrograde going backwards. So when anything does retrograde, it's a good time to review, weed out, really step into Venus is that feminine energy, and step into that, expanding our feminine energy power is what it goes back to. Reviewing time is retrograde. Weeding out our gardens, our loves, and deciding what, getting crystal clear about it.
Wow. Well, you know, it's, I don't know, I'm just so glad that August is done. I can't even tell you how glad.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
With the time thing, you know, my two daughters and I, we've all got our own cell phones, all on the same cell network. And none of our alarms went off. We kind of get lazy to use our cell phones for alarms now, back to school days, and everyone's got their little cell phone alarm, you know, tucked by their pillow. And all our phones were the wrong time.
Uh-huh.
All the different times as well.
Right.
All different wrong times.
Uh-huh.
And so just, you know, chaos ensued once we actually got up today. But, you know, I didn't even think that was possible if you're on one, you know, network where it's supposed to be, you know, it taps into the Fido network or whatever you're on.
Yeah, yeah.
And poof, there's the time. And
there you go.
It should be the same time at least.
That's right. And so when I look at that, that also reminds me of how much, and my guides have been saying this all this year, how much we're really getting affected, Nicole, by the global consciousness grid, or just think of the waves of the lunar eclipses and the planetary actions. The more we are evolving, the more we're recognizing ourselves as one nation, one world under the universe, right? The universe. And so those planetary poles are messing with the time. It's pulling us out of, hey, it's get into world time is what it's doing. And I just heard that loud and clear, like kind of throwing away our perceptions and even our patterns of what time is, and going by the clock, and really setting a new time that's much more connected to the earth. And just think of indigenous tribes; they never use clocks. They look at the rhythms of nature to be able to tell time. And so, this reversing time period here of getting back to connected to that feminine energy in a different way is having us getting back in the swing of that pulse of the earth. So. I think we're all supposed to throw out our times, not get hung up, yeah.
You know, I had to stop wearing a watch a long time ago. Once I saw one go backwards on me, I freaked out. But, you know, you talk about, I mean, we talk about being in the moment, and we talk about the oneness stuff a lot on this show. And who was it that said that? I think it was David Icke who started recounting his ayahuasca experience, and the minute he paid attention to what time it was, you're in duality, you're back into the illusion, and the whole illusion of the time thing. So perhaps the whole illusion is wavering or wobbling.
Yes. So think of how much it's, think of when anything is making a huge change and starts affecting everybody, and what are the chances of having all three of you women having different times when you know it's all set? It can't, it technically can't happen, right? And so, this is where it's kind of messing up with our head, and so it's like, this can't happen logically, but then it's for be able to say, wait a minute, if there's a bigger underlying energy that connects us all, that this is happening, and so for us to be able to say, wow, well, let us step back into the observer position and really see what's going on and really feel connected, because it, when we start doing that, that is like the pulse of life, the pulse of the universe, the pulse of the oneness, and that when we do step out of that, it does feel all chaotic, or the more we're expanding, the more when we get out of line, out of time, or stuck in time, it feels, again, more chaotic. The energy is, looks like a counterclockwise tornado, so it's here to help us. Think in shamanism, they call it a pachacuti, and that's what a lot of people are feeling since July. A pachacuti, and it's a word means that the world's put upside down and shaken upside down, and so think of we're all kind of hanging upside down and being shook in, right? But it's not a punitive thing. It's to clear stuff out, to break down our old paradigms, to release even subconscious patterns that were so ingrained in our energy field, and then when we're getting turned right side up, it's like then we don't know what's right side up, upside down, so we're breaking all our old records, our old paradigms of what's, and when my guides start singing, what's up is down and down is up, what's big is small, and small is big, and they do this little sing song, and whenever I hear that, I'm like, oh boy, we're in for the ringer, or in for a big swing of shift of energy, is whenever I hear that little delightful song, it's what small is big and big is small. Think of Jesus in the manger was a very humbling experience, and it was huge. And so they're just reminding us to, we're stepping out of old paradigms and laying down new paradigms and really, literally attuning ourselves to the new time and that new time of that new earth and the new earth grids. And the new earth doesn't go on any old paradigms. And so we're being moved along in September to the guides were showing me that there's no more fence sitting, those people that have been sitting on the fence like waiting, you do it, you go ahead, you could see if you explode or implode or turn into a thousand stars. And so anyone that's kind of sitting on the fence and waiting for us to not take action in their life, that fence is becoming to feel a really uncomfortable sitting posture, to help us get out of that fence sitting position, to take action in our life where we're stuck into old paradigm time things. So we're all being lifted to this one way or another, and I say let's do it through grace and ease versus through swim upstream.
Almost sounds like an Alice in Wonderland adventure for real.
Yes. Did you take the little green pill?
I don't know what the hell I took.
In the Matrix, what was it, the red pill and the green pill, right? Well, we all took the red pill. They slipped it to us.
Yeah. And that's it. We're on for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of being on for the ride, we want to open up the lines here and share some of this goggle and helmet reading isms with them. You know, I love that because it really was what it felt like when I had that first experience when you did the mini reading that kind of totally caught me off guard the first time. And I was sort of like a deer in the headlights at the end of it. And I can feel it, you know, when people are coming on, the lucky ones that get through on the line. So goggles and helmets are optional but recommended. I'm just going to give out the numbers just because I can. This is probably the only chance I can. So I got to do my job here. We're going to open the lines. You can call and talk to Carrie O'Connor direct and experience one of these readings for yourself right now in the show. Here's the numbers. Toll-free in the U.S., 1-877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. Here in Canada, toll-free is 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And if you can't figure any of those out, just call direct. 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. I feel like I'm ordering a pizza. Okay, so there's the numbers. And do you want to do a brief explanation of what you're tapping into, you know, their guides or whatever, or your guides, or how this is working before they call?
Sure, you want me. All right, when somebody, especially when we're asking the client to direct a question, sometimes it could get to more callers instead of somebody say, what's going on with me for the next 7 years or that kind of thing. So if they want to direct, what I'm doing is looking into their energy field, and all of us, we're made of energy, and so we have all the answers within. So I'm going into the energy and receiving we're getting the information. So it could be information from guides, loved ones that have passed over. I am a medium, but also I'm reading energy patterns, things that could be blocking you from job, relationship, and get to the theme of things. We come in here to have themes, that, generational patterns that we're here to get over. So if somebody directs me, then I just take off.
Yes, you do.
Yep.
Okay, so here we go. I think we've already got somebody on the line. Hello, caller, are you on?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi. Speak up as loud as you can. Let us know what your name is and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, can you hear me?
Just barely.
Barely. Hold on. Is that better?
Just project as loud as you can. All we need to know is your name and where you're calling from.
Kimberly Sneed, Chesapeake, Virginia.
Okay, Kimberly in Virginia. And did you have a question?
My question is, right now my life is just really crazy, and I'm going through a lot of changes. And I've been told that the career I'm in now is not where I'm supposed to be, so I'm just really confused right now. I don't know whether I should go left, right, or what I should do.
Okay. All right. Kimberly, I did hear you, and when I'm looking into your energy field, I'm seeing a maternal grandmother coming off to your left shoulder. She's also being a great-grandmother, and she's introducing you to that, and we're introducing you to the great-grandmother, and so that means to me that you didn't meet her before, and she wants to be as a guide to you. When the ladies come in first, they're offering nurturing and support and also talking about generational patterns. So part of you, you're very empathic, Kimberly, so empathic people, especially now, when Nicole and I were talking about that confusion, the time that we're feeling, people are feeling off. Empathic people are psychic sponges, so not only do you pick up energies and information of people around you, you pick up the earth information, Kimberly, so you're very empathic, so make sure you put a bubble of light around yourself daily, and put post-its where you brush your teeth, because it sounds so simple and hokey, and put a bubble of light around you, but it's profound. What you're doing is saying, I'm directing my energies to that the light is transmuting anything that's a heavier energy around me. That will help clear your head, because the grandmothers are trying to focus in, like think of a radio station trying to focus in. And so what, and this is actually, it's what they're showing me, pay attention to seeing the numbers 444, because they like to give us numbers for confirmation, and also they want you to review the last 4 years, because it can seem crazy right now, but you've been working on this last 4 years with an acceleration this April, and they also want to say happy birthday, April, so they're recognizing somebody in your group and families as far as birthday, but also like you're rebirthing in April. And when I see Easter, it has to do with resurrection, and think of going up to the other level. So think of you're pushing yourself out energetically, and to treat yourself like a baby, because I'm seeing when they show me organ of new skin, that the skin is the largest organ, and it's very sensitive. So again, that confusion is part of the fog of you rebirthing yourself, grounding you down to energy. It's almost like, Kimberly, your energy show me of somebody that has been picked up and brought over to a different side of a country, or even a different country, and plopped down and said, here, ground. There's a gestation period. There's a grounding period. There's a kind of getting out of the fog period. So take that time. And again, they're not saying taking 4 years, but there's a understand that this has been a four-year process that has accelerated in the last 4 months, and that there's going to be a shift in this over the next 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months, where you're stepping into action more and being able to take action more. So And it's really important that the ladies are coming in because it's learning about nurturing and having Kimberly decide what she wants. When people are empathic, you could pick up what other people want around you, and including generational patterns where dead people could think, oh, you have to give yourself of service, and you're thinking, no, I want to open my own business. And so when I'm seeing the second position over the next 4 weeks, it's going to be really crystal clear. And so you might as well ride this out, because if you try to start anything right now, I see a stalled engine. So this is a good time to review, rewire, feng shui, clean out, clear out physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. And then after that 4 week period, really pay attention, because then I'm hearing, gentlemen, start your engines. And so the guys are coming in here, and so they're showing me that you're going to feel much more crystal clear as far as what direction to take as far as job and career. And I see you really taking off to the one that is like steps, like comes into you into the next 3 weeks. And it's interesting thing, because in January it's a short term job, so you're not in here for the long run with this job. You're stepping into a new, like, temporary job that's going to be, because you know it's temporary, it's going to feel like, or even you could be completing the job that you're in, but if you feel like you're in much more in the driver's seat than you do right now, and coming in January in 208, you're in a whole four-year expanding period of really getting down what Kimberly likes to do, and you're really entering in this yellow period of creativity, use your creativity, getting into business, and even refining what you want to do as far as any kind of business, and any what's your hearts and dreams and ideas, because the ladies are talking about you putting yourself off on the shelf and even saying, I would love to have my own business and do this, but I can't do it because of blah, blah, blah. Get the butts out, and that's the part of the whole reviewing, and it goes back down to you are in the driver's seat, and you've been planning this for 4 years, and you're going to feel much more in step in this, and over the next 4 months. 4 weeks, 4 months, and this is you planting the seeds for the next 4 years. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Kimberly.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kimberly. I couldn't hear too well there, but if you're still listening, Kimberly, you can listen to that again online later for free. It'll be up by later tonight or early tomorrow on newsforthesoul.com. I know I like to revisit my readings in the past and any shows that we've done, because all these cool things come through. Interesting. We've already got another caller. I won't start conversing. We'll get to as many callers as we can. I'm going to hold myself back. Hello. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Julia calling from Maryland.
Hi, Julia. And do you have a specific question for Carrie?
Well, it isn't actually specific. I've got my 46th birthday is the 16th. And I was
happy birthday.
Thank you. So taking advantage of the opportunity to speak with Carrie.
Okay. All right. That's cool. All right. First of all, the men are coming in first for me. Julia, your father's in spirit?
I never knew him.
Julia?
Yes, I never knew him.
Okay. Well, Dad's coming in first, and he's also bringing in the other father. So that means to me stepfather, father, or a godfather, and also he wants to recognize maternal grandfather. And so Dad is the men are coming in first. He's giving you, actually it's interesting, a cake for happy birthday, but it's a cupcake with a cherry on top and cherry with a, and think of those messages go down to the red is the root chakra, that's home and family, and especially where it's like almost he got you through to make a call, because it's really important. When we did not meet a father, it's like a part of our energy field. Think of a puzzle behind you energetically, and there's a missing piece. And even if people filled in the spot and tried to help out, they're still energetically like a think of a puzzle with a white piece over it, and it's not clear out there. So not clear. So subconsciously, there's like a missing link, missing piece. So Dad is coming in to say, I'm with you. I'm around you. I want to be a part of you, but also it's a dad that you've not heard about. He's coming out of smoke and mirrors, so that shows me that there could have been not a lot talked about him. He also talks about addiction patterns that he came from. And he shows me that his grandfather, so that's your grandfather, his dad, your grandfather came from, again, addiction patterns. So Dad was had to overcome addictive patterns that even, remember, addiction could be even workaholic. So there's a real pattern of feeling suppressed and the world was hard for them, seeing like when somebody feels imprisoned. But the biggest thing is his view has changed immensely since he's gone over there. So he wants to come in and connect with you, especially the little girl in you that was wondering about him, and he's, think of, pay attention to seeing eagles, and also he's given you the number 888, and so he also wants to connect with the sun, so he recognizes a sun with you off to the side, but also a sun in spirit, and this is nothing in the future, this is in the past, so I'm seeing somebody and the family connected had a miscarriage or and or abortion, because he has a son that's connected within the family, and so that could even be a sister-in-law to you, but he's not pointed directly to you, but he wants to recognize son-in-law with you that is alive. So, A, feel his presence, and this is really a turning point for especially the happy birthday to the little girl that feels a supportive father energetically, because especially when I'm looking at your root chakra, your two-year-old in you is the wounded two-year-old that was wondering how to, when we again don't have that that father position filled in, then that affects our whole right side of our body, that affects male relationships, and it also affects how we take the energy out into the world. Is it safe to go out into the world? So that's where he's rebirthing you, wanting to celebrate it, and also keep on giving you everything with a cherry on top. So that's extra sweetness, that's extra love, and we're not talking about ooey gooey stuff. We're talking about real red energy to help revitalize your the root chakra and really have it to be a happy, happy birthday turning point, and answer some questions that you haven't smelt, haven't had urged to answer before. And I said the word smell because he keeps on putting the cigarette underneath your nose. So pay attention to smelling cigarettes and nobody smoking around. That's another way that he's trying to get your attention. And so this also has a clear effect on your whole right side. So it's your take action side. So all of a sudden you'll have, you're very clear cognitive. So pay attention to how many times you get ideas popped in your head, and also dreams, because he's affecting the dream time. And so it'll give you the ideas popping in your head is even I should do this or I can do this, and so all those are, that's a very clear cognitive thing to do, and he gives you that support to go out and do it. So he's and that actually is good. It's clearing out stuff in the last 8 years for you, so go with this. Eight is more balanced. When I see infinity eight, he's also putting that over your heart, and he taps your thymus, so tapping the thymus also makes you feel connected. Thymus is related to high heart connection, so this is going to really have a profound effect on you, especially over the next 8 days, 8 weeks, 8 months, and happy birthday, Julia.
Wow. I was riding as fast as I could, trying to keep up with all that. That's excellent. Thank you very much. I did really need to hear that, because I have wondered about that in my life. And
yes,
excellent.
I know you have.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate
you're
the cherry on top. Have a great night.
Thanks for calling in, Julia.
Thank you, Julia.
Right, if you didn't write it all down, you can listen to it later on newsforthesoul.com.
Yeah, I will. Thank
okay.
you very much.
All right.
Good night.
Thanks. Happy birthday again. Thanks for calling in. So it's so neat to, well, you know, actually, you're sort of in goggles and helmet mode, but settle down. I can actually hear every syllable that's coming out of you. Sometimes you've got a motor on there or something. It's
right,
just,
right.
Woo, here it comes. So
right.
It's
right.
Nice. Nice taste.
Yeah, you know what? I've been really trying to, working on that to slow it down so people can, I still talk fast, but I'm working on that, so. You're feeling that's good.
Yeah, I'm in the groove with you. I'm just enjoying. I love being in the splash zone. I think we've got another caller on here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who are you, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Nicole. It's Karen from California.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Wow.
How are you, hon?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I was listening into the show, and I wanted to call in. Carrie's wonderful.
Carrie's awesome. Goggles
he
and
is.
Helmet. Hopefully you brought yours with you, and we'll find out just how you're doing now.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for Carrie?
Business or anything general about business or my career.
Okay. All right, Karen, when I'm looking in your... it's interesting because I go to July with you, and I see you around the 4th of July, but it has not to really to do with the 4th of July. It has more to do with the whole sense of what 4th of July is. It's independence and feeling independent, and I see you looking down, especially 777. Pay attention to seeing the number 777. It's more of an angel guide coming in with you, and it's a huge guide bending down. So I see you bending down and looking at a, looks like a fireworks and like wanting to have sparks go off, and this goes into business. So the guide's coming in and replacing a sparkler with a fireworks, and so there's something shifting in the business, in your business sense. This July, there's a seven-year period going backwards, so he wants you to review especially second chakra stuff, that sex, finances, creativity, and especially finances and relationships, the last 7 years, okay? Mm-hmm. But then he's also going back to this July. This year is all about divine partnership, and the biggest partnership we could create in our energy field is the divine partner within, and expanding our energy field on our right and left side, and that opens up doors to divine partnership. And again, the biggest one is to affect the business is having you expanding your whole second chakra. So because your energy goes up and out, and so when I see that somebody's energy goes, it's like it makes you very psychic. It makes you connected to psychic abilities and really getting ideas, and that's the business part. But there's a real part in July that you're grounding differently. So think of as above, so below, and so that has a profound effect on your business because it helps you manifest more, get bigger ideas, and stretch up more and bring them down. So they're replacing the fireworks sparkler with a big fireworks as far as but you're not going to get burned. It's like the little child and he's looking down and like almost with the feeling of if it's a bigger firework, is it going to blow up in my face? So pay attention to having family patterns on mom's side of the family of things falling up, blowing up in my face, not literally, but like the rug getting pulled up. I can't have high hopes because I'm going to, like, again, fall flat on my face. We're here to release from subconscious patterns that could have an effect on our business. And even if we don't think about them every single day, like my mom is one of waiting for the shoe to drop. So if we're late, she goes to that, we're dead. And so when I was starting my business, I had to notice in different points in my business, I have to watch when my head goes into, like, ooh, it's like I could, my energy could be what I call as a Marie day, and my mother's name is Marie, and I could contract and I could start making a fireworks thing of thinking something's about to take off. There's a real creation period. It's another step of total expansion, so it's totally exciting. But then there's an old pattern saying, how if it blows up in your face? And so then I identified it of not blaming my mother. It's just an energy pattern that comes way, way deep from her side. So I'm like, oh, no, wait a minute. I'm tapping into it's too good to be true, that kind of thing. And, of course, I deserve this. So I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about you because when I see my face over your face, that means the same thing to you. So think about going back to July. This has been a seven-year process for you for a deeper level. You're exchanging any kind of fireworks, so that's any kind of dreams and hopes to sparklers to big fireworks. And, again, there's a changing in, and this has to spill over all with business. When you're further anchored and grounded, you can manifest even more, and that really is what they want you to redefine and really lose any kind of subconscious patterns of the rug getting pulled out underneath us, because some people, you know, they could just have that in their energy field as part of a lot of people's posture. So that's great independence for you. Good job.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome, Karen.
Perfect.
Good job, because I know it's not an easy one to get out of that pattern. So that's good. You've done a lot of good work because you hold it way behind you. So I know that you've really worked on not tapping into that. And so that's excellent. Good for you.
Yes, I have. Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. Thank you.
You're welcome, Karen. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Good night.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Okay, thanks for calling in, Karen. You know, just because I recognized who that was, I had chills during that reading. It's a couple times I've thought I've recognized the callers, you know, from people I'm familiar with, and then so I'm identifying with them. I'm back the deer in the headlights again, going, whoa, I know that's right. So that was pretty cool. Very neat.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff. And how different of the connections have been today.
You know what? It's interesting because normally we do a theme thing, don't we, do it, Nicole? Yeah, I love it. It's like that's the 2 feet driving thing that we're learning. Flexibility, 2 feet driving. That's fun. I love it. Bring on. Bring on the next one.
Diversity in action. I hear some nervous breathing on the line. We must have another caller. They must have their goggles and helmet ready. Okay. Hello. Do we have someone on the line?
Yeah, hi. My name's Helena, and I'm in New Jersey.
Hi, Helena. Welcome to News for the Soul. Thanks for calling in. Do you have a question for Carrie O'Connor?
Yeah, I do. Lots of questions, but for one, it's what is the best career for me?
Okay. All right. That's career for you. When I look into your energy field, and this is for a lot of people because a lot of people are doing career stuff, second chakra stuff, career, money, what is my heart's and loves. When I look into your energy field, Helena, you have a lot of yellows, greens, and blues, and you're really stepping into the blues. So what does that mean? Yellows is yellow and green people can be the most confused people of what they want to do because they have the biggest arena of what they can do. When you get into the greens and blues, that's natural teacher help. Healer counselors, when you throw in yellow, the whole arena has opened up of what hats you can try on, right? So and that also, again, can add some confusion. But this is like, let's take the confusion on it. Let's flip it on the other side and think that there's so much diversity there because yellow-green people can be doctors to lawyers to accountants to artists to actors to singers to teachers to business owners to it's the biggest arena of people. So when I'm looking into your energy field, I'm seeing that you got that yellow-blue, like yellow-green energy that you were born with, but it's interesting that you're wondering about your career because I see that you're bringing in a lot of blues that haven't been in the energy field before. So that's blue is about communication, blue is about wisdom, blue is about getting the message out, coaching, life coaching, counseling, that kind of energy is the wise wisdom. It's different from a healer energy. So you can be feeling that urge of I want to do something different and add in anything. Your yellow people are very good in their own business because they don't like to be in a box. If they're in a cubicle, they could feel like they're just going to go crazy. So, and also I keep on seeing a grandmother saying picking from stuff that you've done in the past. So if you look in the past, like I've been a hairdresser and then I was at LPN and then I was an at-home mom and then I'm doing this, but every single thing, Helena, got me to what I was doing I'm doing today. It's like the hairdressing made sense for me to be the LPN, which also gave me a sense of doing what I'm not doing now, and I'm sharing that with you because the same thing with your past. If you look at the past, it could sound like sideways, like you jumped from here to here to here, but there's an order amongst that, okay? So it gave you experience. So think of like retail gave you experience of connecting with people that gets you experience right now to really how am I going to fine-tune this? And also I keep on hearing coaching. So why is your body telling me that kind of, and I don't mean about going out and football coaching. I mean like coaching, support coaching, coaching with young kids, teens, that kind of communication and bridging. You have very much a bridger energy. And also when I see the earth behind somebody, that means that the earth is coming up with a lot more jobs. Think of life coach and that kind of job. What didn't exist 10 years ago? You'd say life coach. People would say, what? What are you talking about? And so when I see the earth behind somebody, that means that a lot of new jobs are coming when we're bridging in this new energy earth grids, and so it has to do with the newness too. That and then I keep on going back to your unique energy is defining what you want to do. So you're taking talents, what you're doing. Like I call my readings light stream readings because I'm a medium and I also am a psychic and I also read energy fields, and so it's uniquely my signature. And so I fine tuned it and brought it out. So that's what you're doing, Helena. You're fine tuning your unique song. And you're putting your thumb on approval on it to bring it out to the world. And so that's the yellow part could be confusing of what do I want to do? Just take that first step as far as making a list of stuff that you've loved to do, make stuff that you have done in the past, and then you could see it starting to unfold. And remember, we're not supposed to be doing stuff we don't like to do here. That's part of the illusion of the past. We're stepping into that. That's duality. And so they want you to start really stretching your wings as far as when your head says head says I can't do that, they want you to start challenge yourself. Why not? Who says you can't do it? So that's a good thing. Also, pay attention to the number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10 because I'm seeing a grandmother paternal come in and wanted to do that, give you those numbers, and especially when you look at the clock and she wants to recognize October. So October, I see you settling into big shoes, but they're not. You have not beaten off more than you chew from. And I didn't let you answer. What's the coaching thing? Why am I hearing that in your body?
I'm not sure. I don't know that I'd really want to be a coach, but I do get insight from people. I pick up on people a lot. I mean, and it does seem like what you're saying is right. Everything I've done in my life, which is a lot of different things, does come together.
Right. So take though, don't say, when I'm hearing your body say coach, it doesn't mean you have to go to coach, but to think of where you're all of, like, you pick up on things and you really are very intuitive. And so that's where I keep on seeing my face as far as looking at what you did to fine tune so you can put your thumbprint, your, like, it's like your own unique part of tapping into people, connecting with people, bridging with people. That kind of thing. It's like your unique thumbprint, and there's a part that your history, your past history, has led you to up what your next step is.
I'm with you. Do you get the international part too? It's because I've been kind of fortunate. I've worked in travel for a bit and uniting with people from all over the world with environmental stuff, but then also acting, singing, writing. I mean, that first part, like, there's so many things I can do, and it's, I mean, I've been hanging, I'm sorry.
Right, no, I'm saying that's exactly the colors of the energy of I've been an actor, singer, writer, and I'm an international thing. What I'm seeing your whole step is to, you're a bridger. You're bridging one group to another. You're bridging information. You're bridging wisdom. Mm-hmm. You're bringing, and that even means acting and singing and writing. So think of where they keep on pointing out to you that you're don't think of it. Think of it as a broader thing, because yellow, green people can do more than one thing. So don't think of it either or, right? So do acting, do writing, do bridging, and even going into as far as the coaching part, teaching acting, teaching people, bridging people, connecting with people. It's like there's a part of opportunities for income and being able to support yourself and having fun and passion is beyond your wildest dreams. That's where they keep on talking about the coaching, the bridging, the and again, it's not like a life coach. It's more of like your unique energy thing, and it's a teacher, and that's that blue part is that wisdom part, that where you want to connect and teach people about environmental stuff. All of that is like your own unique life coaching kind of style that also brings in your acting. We all need to remember a little play, so even having working that all into your whole varied events that you can do, remembering have adults to say, let's play the wounded child to then give birth to the divine child, and let's do it physically. Everyone gather down. I'm going to direct you. We're going to have fun. This is going to be a group that we're going to be doing. Work on the play of your divine child, and let's and then people are being called to go to action and put it in action. So when I see, actually it's kind of funny. It's, did you ever watch Fred Flintstone where it's dabba dabba do feet, where his feet is like kind of whoa, 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 like running, and he is the car. So think of that's your male side of your energy field. So you're up in the air and you're running, and your car represents yourself and your body and your job, and where am I going to go? And so you're all set. You got the car. Then it's in October. You're going to land it and ground it and really fine-tune what it's what uniquely you have uniquely to bring out to the world. It's a very good. It's in, like, when the world is ready for it, Helena, too, and
cool.
You're ready to do it. All right.
Cool. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks, Helena. Thanks for calling in. And if you want to hear this again, it'll be up on News for the Soul tomorrow, newsforthesoul.com.
Thanks, Nicole. You're wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Helena. Thanks for calling in. All the best with it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Let's see how we're doing. We're doing great, Gary. We've got tons of callers coming through here. Usually we end up just getting caught up in conversation.
Right.
And doing all of that. So I think we can probably get a couple more in. I might even have a chance to give out the numbers again. We're setting the record today. Okay, here we go. I'm going to try. If you're calling in from the U.S., toll free, 877-876-5227. In Canada, 888-815-9756. And toll free is 530-876-3222. Ha ha, I got them all in before the beep. Hi, caller. Who are you and where are you calling from?
This is Jenny from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hi, Jenny. Do you have a question, a specific question for Carrie O'Connor?
I do. Relocation, when and where?
Okay, Jenny. Okay, I'm seeing, is your father in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. And also he's giving you an olive branch, and he that means to me asking for forgiveness. And I know you asked your question on relocation, but when I see a turtle on somebody's back, it's, and dad wants to take the turtle off, it's like olive branch means that my life is my view has changed immensely since I went over. I have regrets. I didn't have balance. I didn't take time to smell the roses. And part of when, especially because you're using the words relocation, and he's using the words turtle medicine. Medicine, turtle medicine in indigenous tribes means giving you healing and feeling connected to the earth. And when I see turtle on the back, it means relocating but carrying a lot of old pain on your, like going from one place to another. And that can feel weighted down, Jenny, as far as relocation, and it could actually even stall and have stumbling blocks as far as relocation. So that is coming in, and is in asking for, again, forgiveness. Pay attention to seeing the numbers 222, and pay attention to, as far as February 2. And he really wants to connect with you, with helping with your relocation. Also, when it could go over your head as far as him coming in, because his energy signature, when somebody is significantly lighter and they felt like the weight of the world here, and they come in really light, and they're saying, I could help you, and I'm going to open doors for you, and then we're so used to them feeling differently, it could whoop, go over our head that it's even them. So he recognizes that, and that's why he wants to identify himself with the numbers 222. He's also being respectful for boundaries of letting you do yourself your way, but he wants you to know that he's supporting you. Also, speaking of 222, over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, there's relocation information, especially in the next 2 months, which brings you into January of, I see you packing up and fine-tuning over that 2 months. And so I see the relocation process going into the March of 2008. Can sound far away, but it's really not, because you're going to be busy during this whole time. So the 222s are really times of also numerologically that you're standing on a miracle grow of new beginnings. And so it's a great time to think of going out of your hearts, is your heart's desires, and also be really crystal clear about your heart's desires, where you want to go, what you want to do, and especially because where I'm seeing is that you're leaving a lot of pain behind, and so it's a really opportunity for you to feel a lot lighter and view life differently. And and so again, the relocation's happening, becoming more clearer as far as over the next 2 months. I'm seeing you landing as far as in March, and also, are you trying to decide between two places right now? And be open to where I see you're heading, to, like you think you're going to go to one place, and they're having you be flexible to go to the other place. And so, it's all about life lesson, but it's not about punishment. It's about more opportunity. It's about ending up getting your to having your cake and eating it too. And so, and it will be like, it's like shows me like it's almost like somebody that like they're stamping, like almost like a service person getting their orders. So it shows me that like there's not it this is like written in the written down almost like here's your orders. And so there's the part of the timing is important. So but I'm seeing after when you go to that second location, not the one that you want to do, you end up over the next 2 years ending up in the place that you wanted to go in the beginning, but the going to stopping by the other place is really important for, again, profound change, releasing a lot of old stuff in the past. And actually, Jenny, when this is like a whole four-year process, when you look at yourself 4 years from now, but you're going to be experiencing it right now, you're like saying, oh, my gosh, I can't believe all that I've been through. And people could walk by you and not even recognize you, and you'll say, hello, it's me, Jenny. And they're saying, oh, my gosh, you look so different. Holy smokes, what did you do? And that's this whole 222 place for you, and that's all about this relocation, too. So I'm not even going to say good luck. It's good co-creating, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jen.
Thanks for calling in. And if you want to hear this again, it'll be up tomorrow on newsforthesoul.com, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks. All the best. You're in the headlights. You know, it's surprising. You know, I got to tell you, I was just sitting here kind of reminiscing as I was listening to that last reading and thinking, you know, I never had planned or intended ever. Well, I'd never intended on doing anything of what I'm doing ever, but especially doing sort of, you know, the call-in format and
yeah.
Because it's only an hour show, right? So my background is intellectual journalism, you know, pontificating
right.
and talking and questions and answers, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And I never ever would have been drawn to doing readings shows.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But having that direct experience, particularly with you, And it, you know, it just absolutely was a paradigm shift. So when I when I hear the sort of awe in some of the callers, you know, I mean, it's because it really, it's such an internal process of, you know, I was expecting sort of, well, it's kind of, yes, you're going to meet a stranger and whatever, you know, the typical kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So here we are, and I think we've got another caller on. Hello, where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lori. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Lori, and do you have a question for Carrie O'Connor?
Oh, yes, I do. I'm so glad I got through. Carrie, I've been feeling a very strong psychic intuitive pull energy around me, sort of pushing me, pulling me towards something, and I'm not quite sure exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. It feels metaphysical. If it's an energy around me, maybe you can kind of help me out towards where I'm supposed to be going.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because I'm seeing that your energy, when I'm looking at it, is getting pulled right over to the left, I mean to the right side. So it's like picture your neck going over, almost with your ear touching your shoulder. So what does that mean? Think of the higher chakras, the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, go up and they reach to the, like, get intuitive information. When you're doing this whole pull over to the right, that's your the wanting you, the pulling direction, getting your attention. But there's something that this isn't, I'm getting the, they got your attention, but they've been shooting, I see, Cupid's arrows for you for the last 3 years. So there's a part where it could feel new because it's going back to what Nicole and I were talking about with the earth changes, the veil that separates us from the other changes, we're really becoming, stepping up to, we're intuitive beings. And so there's a part where the last 3 years you've been getting Cupid's arrows as far as clearing off your energy field and really stepping into your old soul, into intuitive gifts, and even not being afraid to open them up, because the right side, and I'm looking at your third eye, there's a part that I see is closed down, and it has even like a knife in it. And so when I see that and you pull me to the back, it's even past life stuff. If I see, and I'm a seer as far as S-E-E-R, I will, if I do that and give open up my intuition, I could be killed. So you definitely came in with a hangover charge of, if I open up my intuitive abilities, that I will be hit, burned at the stake, killed, hung, all of those kind of things. And so the last 3 years of you are releasing them on a cellular level. So think of releasing cellular, the post-traumatic stress that comes with that. And then like the energy allows itself to open up the gifts that have been there the whole time. So you're open up as a Santa for Christmas, and that's that metaphysical feel. So part of this is gifts that you come in with, that you lost the charge, that it means life or death, that you're going to, if you use them. And so have fun with them, play with them, and really amp it up. And when somebody says amp it up, really get into, and this is with 99.99% of the callers that call in for News for the Soul, we're really being called to go into action as far as having a good energy maintenance program with ourselves daily, because it fine-tunes our energy and fine-tunes our information. And so there's a part, Jenny, where you're getting into a healer, a teacher, an intuitive, a channel, doing readings, all of that stuff. And so the biggest part for us to do that is to clear our own energy fields, and that is like to having a daily practice, just like we brush our teeth. And so that will profoundly affect us in a positive way, especially because we're going through all these changes, and there's a part that the earth is literally setting new grids. We're entering into this new earth, and so there's a part, Lori, where you have a big role in that. And so the last 3 years, there's been a gentle Cupid's arrows of waking you up to this, and kind of gently, so you wouldn't totally shut down and reject it. But now you're feeling this real, right off to the, your ear is off to the corner, like you're really feeling, like, think of Archangel Gabrielle when I see her with their horn up, the call of the earth to take action, to go out there, and again, any kind of healing, any kind of reading, and introducing to people that it's not scary stuff as far as hitting people that are different. Like, I could talk to business people and talk about metaphysics and not use the word metaphysics and talk about cutting loss of energy, and they'll understand it. Then later I'll say, hey, that's the same thing with that woo-woo metaphysical stuff. And they kind of look at me like, huh? And I'm like, yeah, it's all about energy. So that's where I'm seeing you fine-tuning. Again, part of this is is a you're reclaiming gifts that you came in here, and then you're going to be bringing them out to the world and to your group as of 3 weeks, 3 days, 3 months, and especially 3 years. You're swimming in it. That means you're really well defined. So get into a good energy maintenance program. And this is with anybody. If anyone needs free exercises to do, please email my office. I know I'll email them to you, mail them to you, and because I'm the biggest promoter, because that's what we all can use now to strengthen our energy fields. It profoundly
right.
helps us mentally, physically, emotionally, and it's becoming kind of, it, not kind of, it's really kind of mandatory. It can you imagine not washing your teeth or brushing your hair for, I mean, but you're washing your body for your whole life. It's like when people look at me, that'd be absurd, but this is where they want us to take that look at. The same thing goes with our energy body. So amping up is going to make everything crystal clear. Okay.
How can I get that third eye open? I know it's closed, and I want it open. I feel the power there.
Well, right. Well, doing, that's what I was talking about, the whole energy mm-hmm. exercises. That's where a lot of people say, Carrie, why putting a bubble light, how does that have to do with opening my eye? And it says if you're, the bubble light will have your cellular post-traumatic stress feel comfortable that you can open up your eyes. So that's what I'm trying to emphasize. Getting into an AM and PM, put post-its all around are going to help you open your third eye. So part of this is where this has been like a 3-year process, and even the last 3 months is like where you've been clearing off, and now you're getting right down to that part of opening up. And so
right.
you do open, then you shut it back down. You open it and shut it back down. So you're even saying and confirming for yourself, I release from anything negative, traumatic, fear-filled, worry-filled in all directions of space and time that has anything to do with me stepping into my intuitive abilities. And so,
right.
and that's for a lot of people out there. I release anything negative, traumatic, fear-filled, worry-filled in all directions of space and time, involving myself stepping into my intuitive abilities, into my
right.
my gifts, into my self-empowerment. And what you're doing is literally setting the energy to go into your energy field and, like Pac-Man, eat away from anything, cellular post-traumatic stress, anything that's in your energy field that is saying don't stop, block, restrict, any kind of charge that has it to keep yourself in that closed posture. And that's where we're being asked to be proactive, take action. It's like we're there's the gifts in front of all of us, and we're being really pushed to open our eyes and take action. And so, yes, that means an energy routine. And so that the routine is like a boot camp. They always say, do a spiritual
right.
boot camp, and your life will be different. And people are like, well, what do you mean by that? And I say, get into an energy maintenance program. Email my office. I will send you a routine of what to do. And then the biggest thing for everybody is to practice and do it. And so that's where I'm the post-its queen, where when I got into this routine, I put big poster board all over my house. Be, do, have. I taped myself with affirmations. I got real proactive, and I forced myself to get into a habit of that. And that's everyone's biggest problems, because we could get jazzed up for a day, or we could take a class and get all jazzed up, but then we don't hold the energy, and that's literally
right.
holding the frequency. So the
Beautiful.
More we practice, the more we hold. And the more if we forget, we get back on the horse again. So we're all refining that and remembering that we're all masters, and we're all masters in process and in practice. And so when we forget, we remember again, and that process is the practice. And then actually, in reality, the illusion is we don't have to do anything except for remember. So
remember.
It's this dance that we're doing. So that's
right.
what you're stepping up to, and it's a wonderful, wonderful dance.
And you feel I have it in me. I do have it in me. I do have a strong...
Oh, absolutely. I'm just confirming that for you. Absolutely.
Okay.
And
absolutely.
I was wondering what I was feeling now.
Okay, thank you.
So we're going to have to call it there. But you can revisit your reading tomorrow.
Thank you.
On the archives, newsforthesoul.com. But we've got to come to a close. It just flies by when we have your story. I wanted to mention really quickly on September 11th, we're starting our 111-day countdown to our 10th anniversary celebration of News for the Soul. So exciting things are coming, and exciting changes are looming in the future on newsforthesoul.com, so check that out. Also, to find Carrie in the meantime, we will have her back on, of course, but in the meantime, you can go to her website and contact her directly, so you can have your own full goggles and a helmet reading at carrieoconnor.com. And it's always a pleasure having you on, Carrie. I'm so glad you're part of News for the Soul.
Oh, thank you. And Nicole, I'm so happy to be part of News for the Soul. Bless you and all the work that you do.
Thank you so much. And thank you to all of you.